In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Go. I am sending you out like lambs among wolves. Is that the verse your pastor spoke when you first mentioned to him that you were considering entering the office of the holy ministry or the diaconate? Now, in the middle of this challenging quarter, what you remember is that you actually said, "Pastor, I am considering going to the seminary." And his response was, "Go, I am sending you out like lambs. I'll let you finish the rest." Hopefully your seminary experience has not been a wolfish one. Nonetheless, the Lord does tell the 72 that they are sent out as lambs among wolves. When you consider what wolves do to lambs, it does raise the hair on your forearms. Then Jesus says, I paraphrase, "Take nothing with you on the way, so there is no defense against the dark arts." Are we really lambs led to the slaughter? In a word, yes and no. Do you have anything yourself to defang the wolves? No. But you are given something to pacify the wolves around and in you. Consider St. Luke the Evangelist and the three tools that he has: a stethoscope, a paintbrush, and a quill. Paul reports in Colossians that his dear friend Luke was a physician. As tradition has it, he was also a painter and the writer of the first icon of the Blessed Virgin Mary. He certainly knew how to write, having provided an orderly account of the things that have been accomplished among us as manifested by the eyewitnesses. Luke, a healer of body, sight, and soul. Yet neither stethoscope nor paintbrush nor quill pacified the wolves for Luke, except for what they had in common: a word, peace. The one thing that you have been given to defang the wolves that tear and destroy is the peace of God. It is an awfully insignificant little word to hold up against the rapacious beasts that seek your life. But the bearer of this word knows what it can do. It can turn crosses into plowshares, hatred into love, unbelief into faith, death into life. Go. I am sending you out, O evangelist. Just make sure Luke's little word for Jesus is with you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.